Yes, I know what you're talking about, but Lord, I haven't followed things like that in so long till I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't know what to.
But you have heard the term juice harp.
Yes, I've heard of juice harp, but I thought that was the one. No, a harmonica's the one that you, yeah, that'd be a juice harp.
Would you say juice harp or juice harp?
Juice.
Juice harp, okay.
Juice harp.
Okay, that gets that. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that is made with a long board balanced in the middle where one child sits?
Seesaw.
What do you call a homemade merry-go-round, something that goes round and round, a homemade one? Maybe with a nail in the middle. Looks like a seesaw maybe, but it's got a nail in the middle and the kids can go.
It wouldn't be a whirligig, would it?
What do you call a flat piece of stone used for sharpening knives?
A wet stone.
Will you help me, I won't have to give you this piece of paper, but I want to talk about some different kinds of wooden fences. You've seen just completely wooden fences.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to draw, or just sketch, you know, I don't want you to draw, but just give me an idea by drawing some lines.
Mm-hmm.
Draw them for me and tell me what you'd call them, if you know of as many different kinds as you can think of.
Well, let's see, there's a paling fence like this. I'm not much of a hand to draw.
Well, just give me an idea.
You know, that's the paling fence.
Okay.
And then you have the, see now, what's that called? Rail fence.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to put it down?
I
don't think I can.
Okay.
That's the only kind I've ever seen.
All right. When you get up in the mountains, a lot of the people talk about the fences, wooden fences, and there are several different kinds. If you've ever been up in the Smokies, in the scenic highway, that Skyline Drive,
mm-hmm.
If you're ever driving along there, they have about five or six different kinds as you go through. They're completely wooden, but sometimes they'll just drive up a post and then just stack one like this. And it won't be like that, like the one you drew.
Oh, yeah.
It'll just be like that.
Yes, I have seen that kind,
but
too.
You'd call that a railing fence.
I'd still call that a rail fence. Yeah, any of them like that would be a rail fence.
That where they use split logs.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, yeah.
Do you have different names for different kinds of rail fences? I just ask you that.
No, I don't.
If you have too many people spending the night at your house, what do you call a bed made on the floor?
A pallet.
What do you call low ground in a river valley?
Low ground in a river.
Let's say, you know, here's a river running along in the valley, and the ground on each side of it, you'd call that, what, would you have a name for that?
Bottoms.
Okay.
The river bottom.
That's it.
I'm not much of a farmer, I'm telling you. I mean,
that's the thing about it, because this does cut across.
Yeah.
Gets into, rural.
Well, sure, I've lived right here, you know, all my life and all, but I just,
Like you say, that with a lot of these things, you just haven't thought of in
so long. Oh, I haven't thought of them in so long, that's right.
Will you name several kinds of roads depending on what they are made of? So several kinds of roads that you describe them by, what they're made of.
Well, there's a chert. A dirt road, you know, just a dirt without it being, you know, and then there's some, you call them, is it macadams or macadam road?
No, what's that made out of?
I think that's made out, it's where you put tar and I think that's asphalt, that's what it is.